for come stand by me, because you got to just set eyes on this woman. She is amazing. I have just fallen in love. She is my new BFF. Come on. Judy Valencia. She is so precious. And in case you weren't here this morning, Judy is the co-founding pastor of Harvest. And this, I mean, we're going to be celebrating 40 years of Harvest next year. Okay? So, amen. And I love that we sang Same God tonight, because the same God back then that wanted to plant this church is still the same God. He's still wanting to see the harvest. He's still preparing us for everything he has for us. And what I love about Judy is getting to know her yesterday, hearing her story, because we filmed her story yesterday. Just wanted to get it, you know, on record, because I love my history. And I think it's so important to know the foundations of a place. And I'm telling you guys, the foundations of Harvest are amazing. This woman obeyed the call of the Lord, left everything, sold everything to move here, got here, didn't know why they were here. Don't you love it when God just says, sell everything and move everything? Move, and I'm not going to tell you why. Who obeys, you know, God's voice like that? That's crazy stuff. But I love her crazy faith. And they planted this church. And I'm telling you, her DNA is all throughout this church still. Even though she left, she was here for 9 years. And everything that she's a praying mom. That's why we have a house of prayer over there. She wanted to see a house of prayer built. She believed in the power of prayer. That's why we still pray here, like regularly. We are a praying church. And I love that. What I love about you, Judy, is that after 9 years, when you guys left, it wasn't in a good situation. It was terrible. Basically, hell broke loose on her family. All hell broke loose. If you could say, have you been through this? Judy would say, yes, I've been through that. Even cancer. I mean, just everything you can imagine. And I just look at her as a modern-day Job. I mean, the enemy was afraid of this woman and wanted to take her out. But she never lost faith. She never lost hope. She kept trusting. God has restored everything. She's still praying for a couple of her children so we can be praying with her again. I'm a prodigal praying mama, so we're going to be praying together for our kids. But I just want you guys to know that Harvest was built on a secure foundation with this woman and the team she had, and we are just so pleased and honored to have her tonight. Can we just stand up and give her a round of applause for being here tonight?
Oh my Jesus, I cannot thank him enough that you're still here and that I'm still here and that I'm here to see what he's doing. Oh, it's glorious. I come in, I had to video so I can show everybody back home what's happening here. It's so powerful. And to see, listen, I'm not the only one who went through some hell. You all did too. And I know that. This church struggled after we left. And I thank God for the remnant. He always has a faithful remnant. And they don't give up and they don't quit. And when I was asked what to talk about tonight, I felt like the Lord wanted me to speak to you about the gift of faith. And so we're going to talk about faith tonight, because the scripture is very clear that God takes us from strength to strength. Hello? We're going from strength to strength. We're going to a new level of faith so that you can go to a new level of glory. Are you ready to go there? Because that's where God's taking you. God is taking you to a new level of glory. I've been praying about when to release the word of the Lord that he gave to me. Your pastor, Bill Sparkman, is one of the faithful remnant of this house. Yes, I know you're out there. I have a light in my eyes, but I know there you're over there. God bless you. And he called me, I don't know when, a couple months ago maybe, to ask me about coming. And when he did, I immediately went to the Lord, and he downloaded a word for this house. Immediately when I got on my knees. So I've typed it out, and I was just waiting for the right time to release it. I think I should release it right now. I really do. And then, you know, we want to pray into this, but more even than that is you want to put your faith into this, because you can't pray the right prayers unless your faith is aligned with what God says. Hello? Now the preacher's going to come out. But you, it's very hard for me not to, I'm going to tell you. But I first want to just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this house, for the new pastors. You are the right people for the right house at the right time. I mean, God handpicked you. I feel it. It's the first time since I left that I can say it's now. It's right, and it's now, and it just does mama's heart really good. It does my heart. This was my baby. You don't understand when you birth something in the spirit. That's your baby, and when your baby's ripped out from in your arms, you have no idea the devastation. No idea. And so to see my baby, and it's God's baby, but what I birthed in the spirit flourish like this, and being restored to the original blueprint of the house. What did God find? Like, he founded this ministry for purpose. There's destiny in these walls. There's destiny in this house. There's destiny in this land. This is the most saturated, prayer-soaked land. God has purpose for this house. If you're here, it's not by mistake. You're a part of it. Where's the youth pastor? Honey, you're going to rock this place. This place is going to rock. They're going to, I'll just deliver the word because I don't want to get ahead of it. But this is the download that God gave me the minute I just got on my knees after Pastor Bill and I hung up. This is, so just put your ears on and your spirits open, all right? Time to put off the shackles of your past. For behold, I am doing a new thing in your midst. The foundation has been repaired. My intent has never changed. For such a time as this, souls, healings, the miraculous, the harvest is about to break forth and manifest in your midst. The weariness of the laborers will give way to renewed joy and strength. The power of my spirit is about to be unleashed. Do not look back to yesterday. See harvest assembly through the eyes of my spirit. It's a new day. It's time for your destiny to unfold. What you have strived to obtain will now come with ease. Oh, put it in neutral and flow in the Holy Ghost now. Just let that river take you. The river will flow again. Blind eyes will see again. Break off discouragement and lost hope of what was to be. I have never forgotten the reason and purpose that I birthed this ministry in 1983. Harvest was in my heart long before you saw it. Do not say 4 more months and then the harvest. Chesapeake will be on the map. The fire of my glory will burn from this house. It shall be seen and they will come. Let go of structure and tradition. I prophesy that to you. Let go of fear and let go of tomorrow. Today is the day. The time is now. The appointed time is now. You will be known. Your voice will be heard. Your fire shall be seen. Ooh. Those who have been faithful, though the rewards have been unseen, they are about to be visibly manifest. The reward of your faithfulness is about to become visible. You will be as those who dreamed. The Lord would say to you, well done, step into your reward. The King is among you, and he will be your exceedingly great reward. You have cried out, if you do not go with us, do not send us from this place. As I told my servant Moses when he asked, what will distinguish us from all the others? My answer to you is the same answer I gave to him. My presence. My presence. What's going to distinguish you? This is great worship, but if it's not anointed, it's just music. My presence shall go with you, and I will manifest all my goodness to you. All that I am and all that I do is about to pass before you. So be bold, be fearless, be courageous, run into your destiny. Your past and your future are about to collide. Thus says the Lord. Woo! How shall this be, but I am but a virgin? Not by might, not by power, but by his Spirit. You are coming into something that you can't even imagine. You're going to pinch yourselves. You're going to say, I've been sitting here. Look at Pastor Bill's hand going up. I've been sitting here a long time. The reward. He will be your reward. His presence. Father, I pray for an open heaven right now. I pray for a manifest presence and glory of God to be just filling this house, filling every word, every song, every instrument, everything that happens in this house, that the glory of the Lord will rise up upon you and it'll be seen on you and through you, that the glory will take you to a new level, that we are going to go in this house from strength to strength, faith to new level of faith, and glory to a new level of glory. Father, we thank you for that new glory that you have for this house. Oh, I just see this opening like breaking open, just like a new portal. So, Father, I just declare that there's a new portal opening right now. We are going to have a heavenly opening, a portal right in this house. Angels ascending and descending and raining down miracles, signs, and wonders, and bringing the souls into this house. This house was destined for harvest. Ooh, I love it, love it, love it, love it. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going with God. They asked me what the agenda was. I said, the river. Because I don't control the river. The river takes us where the river wants to take us. We just jump in. Now, if you only want to, oh, here's the preachers coming over, girls. If you only want to go ankle deep, that's up to you. I'm going all the way. I'm diving in. I'm going all the way. You can have as much of God and as much of his Spirit as you'll allow. Ooh, all right, I got to give you a gift of faith tonight from Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When I was called, I was told that you were talking about activating the anointing, so to speak. And I understood about the gifts of the Spirit and how you're believing for awakening here. Now, that's happening. It's already begun. You just get in the river and let this river take you. I know what it's like, Pastor, to hang on. But you got to just, he's going to take you where you can't believe you're going. You're going to need faith for tomorrow. You are going to need faith for today, but you're going to need a whole new level for tomorrow. You see, faith got you this far. But faith is going to take you the rest of the way, a whole new level. The days ahead for the world are going to be pretty bad. It's going to get pretty dark out there. But your best days are in front of you. Your glory days are in front of you. But your problems and your faith is going to be, where are we going to get the money? Where are we going to get the building? Where are we going to put everybody? Those are good problems. Those are good problems. And you get ready for the pink hairs, the blue hairs, the tattooed, the, you know, the pierced. And you get ready because they're coming. You know, your harvest ain't going to be pretty. I'm going to tell you right now. We look good. We're all churched up, aren't we? Well, they ain't coming through the doors looking like this. You're looking at somebody who's been saved a long time. I didn't come in looking like this. Amen? Yeah, we're going to need a new injection of faith for the days ahead. Now, I know that the gifts of the Spirit go with revival. You're going to see the power of God operating in a way you have never seen before. You're going to go home like, well, if you can drive home, you're going to just, you're going to get home one way or another, but you're going to just lay in that bed like, I can't believe this is really happening. I can't believe this is really happening. But I want to talk to you tonight about the gift of faith, because all of the gifts of the Spirit, there's nine of them, but they all operate by faith. You prophesy according to your faith. If you're going to see miracles, if you're going to see healings, let me tell you something. If you're going to raise the dead, you're going to need the gift of faith along with the working of miracles and healing. Because you can raise a person that just died of cancer, but they come back to life and they're still dying of cancer. You got to heal the cancer. So you're going to operate in a whole new level of faith that you never walked in before. The gifts are about to be released, but you got to have faith to operate in them. There's three groupings of the gifts of the Spirit that I want to talk to you about and then go into faith. And I'm going to try to be so mindful of the time. There's the mind of God. There's three gifts that are the mind of God that reveal what's on God's mind. You got to have faith, number one, to know, believe me, when a Christian comes to me, a little baby, I don't know if this is God or me or the devil. I'm like, then it ain't God. If you don't know, then it ain't God. But to know and have the faith that I'm hearing from God, and then to have the faith to speak it out, take it to the next level. But the mind of God, there's just three gifts there: the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. That's the mind of God. God's saying to you, something ain't right there. You might not even know up here what it is. But listen to your spirit. Listen to the discerner. That's the mind of God saying to you, something's off here. And you're going to learn to listen. So by faith, trust that. By faith, trust the Spirit of God in you. Let the Spirit of God get bigger than you are. Come on. Too many Christians are walking around head-driven instead of spirit-driven. Those that are led by the Spirit of God, they're the mature ones. They're the ones that have grown up in the Spirit, and you're going to need to do that. You want revival. Do you know what you're praying for? Oh, man, grow up fast. Oh, you're going to need an injection of faith. There's another three grouping. We've got the mind of God. The second group is the voice of God. Everybody loves that gift. Prophecy, prophesy, prophesy. They chase prophets all around. You know, prophets in town. We got to go and get a word. We got to go and get a word. What if a minister came who has a discerning of spirits? Do they flock to that church? Heck no. They hide out. He's going to see something in me I don't want him to see, right? Listen, they're all by faith and they're all gifts of the Spirit, and you need to operate in them. As the Spirit leads you, you got to flow with God. But prophecy, you prophesy according to your faith, tongues and interpretation of tongues. So you've got three verbal gifts where God speaks to the church. You know, we need to resurrect tongues. You got to resurrect tongues. What God didn't take that away, but what happened? The assemblies of God. We don't do that anymore. I don't know. It's not just here. It's everywhere. It's like, where's tongues and interpretation anymore, right? So come on, let's activate it. Let's stir it up. Amen? And it's going to take faith if someone on that side of the room gets up and has a word in tongues for you to be over here and go, I think I have the interpretation. And I'm going to stand up and say what I believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying. This is as God chooses. He can choose to do it any way he wants. But the third grouping are the power gifts. Everybody loves those. Amen? The power of God is manifest in these gifts. You've got gifts of healings. You've got working of miracles. And you've got the gift of faith. Faith is a power gift. Ooh, you're not going to raise the dead. You're not going to heal the sick if you're not walking in some power. You have to have the faith to do this. You have to have the power, the faith to believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. You just are the vessel. You don't own the gift. You're the vessel. Let him flow through you. You're supposed to be conduit. Anybody know what conduit is? You're just an empty pipe. You let it flow through you. All right, we didn't even do page one yet, but I'm just going to say whatever's on. I'm just going with God. So listen, number one is faith. Hebrews 11:1. Read the Hebrews 11 chapter, the chapter on faith. But I love how this starts. Hebrews 11:1, the faith chapter starts with the word N-O-W. Say it, all of you. I got half of you. There's a group over here that said it. Say the word now. Say it again. One more time louder. When is faith? Exactly. Faith is now. It's always now. I don't believe it's an accident that that verse starts off with the word now. Faith is. Faith is always now. I needed it yesterday, but I need it today. I need it right now. You're going to need it tomorrow. Tomorrow's now. It's always now. And it's the substance of things hoped for. It's a tangible substance. It's something you can feel. It's something you can actually, like, I can see faith on somebody. You can see faith. It's tangible. It manifests, just like healing manifests. Faith manifests. You can see faith. And when you're operating in faith, now faith is the substance. It's a tangible substance. It's the manifestation, it says, or the evidence. Any lawyers in the house? You go to court, you got to bring some evidence. Here's my faith. You want proof? Because faith is not only now, it's I know that 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 I know. There's no wavering in that. How do you know? I know. Where do you know? In my knower. I just know. I know that I know that I know that I know. Why? Because he who comes to God must believe that he is. He is. That's how come I know. Boy, do we make it hard. Faith is now. It's being absolutely certain, sure, absolutely positive, without a doubt. That every time I open my Bible, no matter what my life looks like, hello, no matter what this world looks like, no matter what the government looks like, no matter what the White House and Senate and Congress look like, stop watching the news. You want to operate in faith? Open the Bible. Because it doesn't matter. There's no food shortages in heaven. Well, who's going to provide for us? I am. Who's going to pay my bills? I am. You must know that he is. I am. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am God. I don't change. This world's going to change. We know it. But he doesn't. So when I have faith, I don't put my faith in anything but who he is. And he doesn't change. Some of you know my testimony. Some of you don't. I'm not going there. But I lived through 10 years of the worst hell anybody could go through. Homeless, broke, poor, abandoned, rejected. Anybody else? Cancer. Like, I think you said it. Check, 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 check. Somebody asked Joyce Meyer why you have so many books. She said, because I had so many problems. I could write encyclopedias. But my faith wasn't in the circumstances. My faith was in the one who was going to get me through them. The one who said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The one who said, I don't change. The key is knowing him. I saw God misrepresented by Christians. Cut me a break. Seriously. Don't put your... Am I allowed to say the word crap in church? You said wedgie. Come on, we're coming right back at you. When somebody's going through hell, don't dump more stuff on them. And then when they get through to the other side, it gets worse. Then they're jealous of you. Go figure. Church, we got to represent God correctly to a lost world. You have got to represent God correctly to a lost world. And you're going to need great faith for the days ahead. You're going to need great faith. Right now, I need great faith. Tomorrow, I'm going to need great faith. You see, faith is the pause button. Faith is the hallway in between the things hoped for and the reality and the manifestation of what you're believing for. I've waited over 20 years to see my baby girl cry in church. And in 20 minutes today, I saw it. God's healing her. But I've been believing for a lot longer than you're aware of. Do you understand? But in a moment, God can just bring the manifestation. And faith is what sustains you in the hallway. Whew, boy. Yeah. My God. Devil should have killed me while he had the chance. I have had one word prophesied over me that more than any other word, and it was heaven knows you and hell fears you. And you need that to be your reputation. Does heaven know? Yes, I know that he does. Does heaven know harvest? And does hell fear harvest? I'm going to jump ahead of my notes because I wrote something down I wanted to say. There's... I wrote down, you ought to see this notebook, man. I could do a whole series. But anyway, the point is that the body of Christ has become, I don't see it so much here, but I do see it a lot, especially in the Northeast where God's planted me now. Woo! Not like the Bible Belt. We have got to stop being weak-willed, wishy-washy, wimpy Christians. We have got to stop. We have got to become a kingdom advancing, mighty warrior army for God. We have got to advance the kingdom. This house was not destined for our four and no more. This house was planted for nations, for region, for territory. I know you know me as Pastor Judy, but I long ago left that. It's just a call. It's just a position in the body of Christ. But I've stepped into apostolic. And there's a shift there. Because I don't think church anymore. I think kingdom. And God wants to take you from church mindset to kingdom mindset. He wants to take you into kingdom advancement. I am here for the king and to advance his kingdom. Woo! My God, my God, my God. You got to see purpose even in what you're going through. Now I'm going to, I'm still in faith because everything I'm talking about, you need to come up higher in your faith. Spiritual warfare is a shoving match. I've been in churches where we don't like all that spiritual warfare stuff. You're in a war whether you want to be or not. And what spiritual warfare is, youth group, hear me. He comes over to shove you. Look at this nice looking boy. You shove back 20 times harder. Not on my watch, not in my face, not with my family, not a chance. That is not weak-willed, wishy-washy Christianity. That is hell fears me. That you were singing about the authority. But does the church really know the authority that they're walking in? Ooh. When you know, here I go. I teach my people that I teach. When you walk in a room, you walk in like you own it. Every place the sole of your foot goes, who gave it to you? You own it. If the temperature in the room ain't right, you change it. You are the thermostat. You control the atmosphere. You don't let the atmosphere control you. You go home and the kids are nuts. The laundry's out the wazoo. You're getting bills coming in you can't pay. Come on, is right. We got to rise up as the body of Christ. You got to rise up. Put on the new man. Put on faith. Do you just start praising God in the middle of all that insanity? Yeah, yeah. When everything was being ripped out from under me, I had plenty, plenty, plenty of Job's comforters. Plenty, plenty, plenty. And one by one, my kids were going nuts out in the world. And I was like, I haven't left Jesus, but everybody around me seems to be. But I just told them, don't leave the only one that can get us through this. Don't turn your back on the only one that will see you through this. Listen, faith has eyes. Faith sees your family saved. Faith sees household salvation. Faith sees people delivered when they're strung out on drugs. Faith has eyes to see. Faith also believes. It believes beyond what it looks like, beyond what it feels like. It believes no matter what the circumstances are. What if the government comes over and says, we're going to shut you down? You are not going to roll over and play dead. You're not. You're going to rise up as an army. You're going to pray. You're going to pound heaven. And you're going to have some authority rise up in you you didn't know you had. Ooh. Ain't happening. Ain't happening. We have to become the church. Become the church. Faith sees your household saved. Faith sees your body healed. Faith sees you prospering in a land of shortages. Amen? Jesus saw us, and his faith took him all the way to the cross. He saw us. His faith. One of the best illustrations of faith that I love is Abraham. And you'll read about him in Hebrews 11. But it says, Abraham, his faith enabled him. Faith enables. It enabled him to become a father when he was 100 and his wife was 90. You see, his faith enabled the miraculous. Do you understand that? Miracles manifested because of his faith. Wow. Wow. I'm going to go through that list really quick. Faith believes the impossible, believes beyond what is seen. Faith sees what the natural eye cannot see. It sees through the eyes of the Spirit. Faith allows. There's another one. I'm going to wrap this up in like 8 o'clock, I guess, right? because we're going to go into prayer. Is that what you want? Okay. So faith allows. What does faith allow? Romans 8:28. Everybody loves that verse. God works all things together for the good. Blah, 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 blah. They never finish the verse. They just love that. But faith allows God to do that. Faith says, God, how are you going to turn this around? How are you going to work this out for the good, God? Faith gives God permission to work where the enemy is having a heyday. You're giving God permission. Faith allows God to come in to your circumstances. I remember saying so, just so sincerely to the Lord, I said, make me your poster child for what you can do with a destroyed life. And when everybody sees this face, they say, if he did it for her, he can do it for me. And I said, Lord, whatever it takes to give the devil the biggest black eye, listen, you make him pay. You make him pay. Every soul you snatch out of hell. Come on. Every prayer you pray that gets answered, even the ones that don't, because when you read Hebrews 11, some died still believing. Amen. You know, my great-grandma, I thought she was nuts, but I'm saved, and I think it was her prayers. You know, those prayers didn't die because she did. So faith believes, it sees, it allows, it counteracts fear. You do it, but do it afraid if you have to. But do it. It's okay to be afraid. But you let your faith rise up and overcome and counteract that. Faith creates. God spoke. We speak too much the wrong. Speak in agreement with what God is saying. What has he said to you personally? What has he promised you in your spirit, in your heart, through the word? But also, just what, just the general promises of God. Don't allow, I tell everybody at our church, turn the news off. Because every Sunday morning I have to counteract what they've been listening to all week. It gets tiring where, and breaking stuff off of everybody every week. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's exhausting. It's like, stop listening to this stuff. I'm not going to get political, but when Trump didn't win, okay, that's all I'm going to do. My church went nuts. They were listening to every prophecy they could find, every prophet they could find that would promise them what they wanted to hear and promise them it's going to happen in March, it's going to happen in August. Stop the insanity. Show me chapter and verse. You must put your faith in the word and in the one who gave the word, who changes not. Faith speaks. Faith enables. Faith creates. God spoke, and creation came out of nothing. This was nothing. It was a field. It was woods. And God said, start a church there. Start a ministry. You couldn't see anything in the natural, nothing. But by faith, you know, when you read that chapter, by faith, Enoch, by faith, Abraham, by faith, put your name in there. What have you done by faith? Where have you stepped out? Where have you chose to believe God for the miraculous, for the impossible? Can you imagine this ministry? Let's say 8 acres isn't big enough. Really? Why not? How big is God? How big is Chesapeake? How big is the Virginia Beach area? How big is Tidewater? How many nations are there? Don't think small, church. Don't think small. You want to take a territory. This will not be big enough. The apostle in me was going this morning. How many chairs are in this room? How many can they fit in here? How many services are they having? How can we condense this and get the anointing all condensed and power-packed? And how can you push that wall out? And how can you build a bigger building in the back? Because that's what God sees. Don't come here to play church. You are assigned here to advance the kingdom. Wow. My God. Okay, what do we want to close with? Hebrews 10:35 through 38 says, do not throw away your confidence. Wow. The powers that be are trying to take your confidence away. Satan's end time tactic is what? Wear down the saints. That word wear down is like a piece of concrete with a drip of water. Drip, 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 drip. And eventually there's a groove in that concrete because that one little drop can't do it, but one after another, after another, after another, after another. And there's almost like an, I call it a COVID coma that has come over the body of Christ. You got to war against that thing. Statistically, only 47% of the church returned after COVID. Think about that. You're the remnant. You're the faithful ones that stuck it out. But I told our church, I said, I'm not building off the fringe. I'm building off the core. You're the core. And God's going to build off of you. You've been faithful. He's going to build off of this, and they're going to come in. But you have to war against some things. There's that wearing down, and you want to rise up in a faith in this hour like you've never operated in before. You need the gift of faith to counteract all the negativity that's out there. And everything that is trying to wear you down. There's a new level of warfare. I got too little weak, yeah. Am I the only one? Okay, here we got some honest people over here. There's a new level of spiritual warfare, and it's not going to get better. I hate to give you that news. But you're going to have to get stronger. You're going to have to come up higher. Shoving match. You're going to shove harder. You're going to put on. You know what it is? It's time to believe what you believe. It's time to believe what you believe. Because we go to all the seminars and we have all the teachings. You know it all. It's time to walk it out now. It's time to become the warriors, become the body of Christ, become the kingdom advancers. It's time. Do not throw away your confidence while the rest of the world is tearing it down. It will be richly rewarded. Hallelujah. You need to persevere. So that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come, and I don't think it's going to be very long, and he will not delay, but my righteous one will live by. Wow, was that weak. My righteous one will live by faith. That Hebrew word is kaya. Kaya, 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 kaya. C-H-A-Y-A-H. It means be revived and be awakened by faith. My righteous ones will be revived and be awakened by faith. I think the church needs to be awakened and revived before the world does. My righteous ones will live by faith. It means stay alive, be preserved, flourish, enjoy life, breathe. You had us breathing this morning. Recover health and live continuously. in revival and awakening by faith. Let's stand. Woo. Look at that, 8:01. Am I a good girl? Oh, I had to skip a whole lot of notes and just bounce around. I wanted to deliver that word to you. I know you usually do a prayer line. I don't know how you want to do it, so you instruct. But I would like to pray over everyone that can't stay first. So I want you to just all, please, all, put your hands up. The devil knows the power of unity more than the church does. Are you my amener over here? God bless you. The devil knows the power of unity more than the church seems to. Where one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. When I joined my faith with Lori, I just gained 9,000. When we added to Matt, we multiplied 10,000 by 10 times, and we are up to 100,000. We just gained 90,000. I did the math one time. I went into the trillions. I couldn't go any further. The power of unity, when they were all together in one accord, in one place, with one mind, one heart, one purpose, and that's heaven's. I don't have my own agenda, and don't you have yours. You pick up the mantle that God has for this house and for your life and your family and this region and this state. Father, in the name of Jesus, whoo, give us the gift of faith to believe for the miraculous, to believe for the impossible, to believe in a tangible, unmovable, unshakable way that we will know that we know that we know that we know you are faithful. We will not waver at who you are. We will not waver at your word. But we will be of those who believe and see. I don't think you got that. You're going to be of those who believe and see. How many of you are tired of believing and waiting? This group's tired. The time of waiting is over. Faith calls things that are not as though they already were. This house is not big enough. My family is serving Jesus. My wallet is overflowing. My bank accounts, plural, I can't keep up with. Faith to break through and break out. We break through the past and we break out into our destiny. As spiritual mom in this house, I really felt I needed to do something, and I'm going to do it corporately. Some of you might not understand this or not. I don't care. There's been a lot of stuff that came in over the years that's got to get broken off. Is that all right? Trying to be very, very discreet, but I don't know if I can. Too much hanky-panky. Too much messing around with the world. Too much playing where you shouldn't be playing and doing what you shouldn't be doing. I cut off the assignment of Satan over this house in the name of Jesus. I break his assignment. I break every strategy and scheme and wicked attack that has come on this house and the ministers of this house in the name of Jesus. And I loose the will of God. I loose the righteousness of God. I loose the purity of God. And I break it back to the third and fourth generation. And I invoke the blessing on this house to 1,000 generations going forward in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen and amen.
going to sing. And can I get my prayer team just to kind of get in place? Because after we sing,